The Purpose Code: How to Unlock Meaning, Maximize Happiness, and Leave a Lasting Legacy. Written and read by Jordan Grummet, MD. Introduction: The Triumph of the Little Beckonings. Sometimes dinner can change the course of your life. On November 3, 1948, Julia Child sat down next to her husband, Paul, to eat her first meal on French soil. Her life was about to take a remarkable turn. At that point, she could be described as a woefully unskilled cook at best. Her main experience in the kitchen consisted of helping to create the formula for shark repellent during a short-lived career as a spy in what would eventually become the Central Intelligence Agency. She was not a failure in life, though her attempts to become a novelist had not gone well, but she was lost. The fateful meal at Le Caron in the medieval city of Rouen, northern France, changed everything. Julia called it the most exciting meal of my life, and not because it was delicious, though it was. It was the moment she developed an inkling of her deepest sense of purpose. It came upon me that that was what I was looking for all my life. One taste of that food, and I never turned back. Like a flash of lightning, Julia had the sudden realization that she wanted to cook, and not just any dishes, but the dishes of the most storied cuisine in the world, France. She was not spurred by grand plans of amassing wealth or changing the world, though, as it turned out, that all happened nonetheless. Her ambitions were more modest and yet more powerful: to cook delicious food. Success was slow and difficult. Julia failed her first exam at Le Cordon Bleu. It took her over 10 years to write her classic book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. The idea of quitting, however, never occurred to Julia. She was having too much fun on her gastronomic adventures. Her true measure of success wasn't the books and television shows or all the money she eventually made from them. It was the joy of cooking and the people she touched along the way. She said, "I don't think about whether people will remember me or not. I've been an okay person. I've learned a lot. I've taught people a thing or two. That's what's important. Sooner or later, the public will forget you. The memory of you will fade. What's important is the individuals you've influenced along the way." Julia Child's sense of purpose is a stunning example of something I believe we can all experience. But discussing purpose with audiences large and small doesn't always lead to a positive response. In fact, the most common response is wildly negative. I clearly remember the first time I experienced this reaction. I had just stepped off stage at a weekend seminar in Julian, California, having given a 45-minute talk about building financial independence and living a regret-free life, when an audience member sidled up to me as I walked toward the back of the auditorium. Her upper lip was curled into a snarl. Somehow my talk had gotten her into such a lather that she wasn't going to pass up the opportunity to confront me in person. I was shocked. The purpose of the talk was to help people. Shrinking back, I braced myself. As she opened her mouth to speak, I had no idea what she was about to say. She said, "I'm so sick of people telling me to find my purpose. I don't know my purpose, and it's stressing me out." No one had ever said that to me before, but over the next year, as I went from conference to conference, podcast to podcast, and speaking engagement to speaking engagement, sharing how the ideas in my first book could help people, I kept hearing it. It became overwhelmingly clear that most people struggle to find their sense of purpose and struggle even harder to integrate this vision into anything they would call happiness. Curious, I dug into the data. It turns out that even though having a sense of purpose can increase lifespan, health, and happiness, it is also associated with anxiety in over 91% of people at some point in their lives. I was dumbfounded. How can we explain this paradox? I began to realize that even those who have been able to see past the mirage of wealth and start searching for what really is important in life find themselves facing a larger and even more frightening obstacle. They know that happiness and purpose are intimately tied together, but they can't quite explain how. They understand the term purpose, but have no idea how to take action to discover what it means in their lives. For most people, purpose has become a kind of indecipherable code, sealing away true fulfillment and lasting happiness. But the purpose code is one that can be cracked, and anyone